הש"ס ויחי. Yaakov and his family lived in the city of Goshen, which was in Mitzrayim. Yaakov was very old and weak, and he felt he was soon going to die. Yosef HaTzadik wanted Yaakov to bless his two children, Menashe and Ephraim. So he brought them to his father. Yosef took his father's right hand and put it on the head of his oldest son, Menashe. Then he put his father's left hand on the head of his youngest son, Ephraim. But Yaakov switched his hands and put his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. "Father," Yosef said, "Menashe is my older son. Why don't you put your right hand on him?" "I know that Menashe is older," Yaakov answered. "But one day, Ephraim will have a grandchild who will be a very big tzaddik. That's why I put my right hand, the important hand, on him." Yaakov then blessed Menashe and Ephraim with the following blessing. Hamalach ha-goel oisimi kol ro, yivorech es ha-neorim, v'yikorei v'hem shemi, v'shem avosai, Avraham v'yitzchok, v'yidgu l'roiv, בקרב האורץ.
אמר לו רגויל מושי, אמר לו רגויל מושי מכל רוב,
Yaakov then called all his children and blessed each one. Then he lay down on his bed, closed his eyes, and his neshama went up to Shemayim. Yaakov's sons let their tears flow. "How sad that our father had to go. The people of Mitzrayim also began to cry and said to each other with a sigh,
'Now that Yaakov is in Shemayim, there is no beracha in the land of Mitzrayim.'"
They made a great big funeral and went to Eretz Israel for the burial. Yosef took off his kingly crown, and on Yaakov's bed he put it down. Then all the other kings did the same, and gave respect to Yaakov's name. Chazak, chazak, v'nischazek.